That's the reason I told you I wasn't very smart.
Well, no, you're going to be smarter than anybody else.
Well, I tell you, all I know came out of a book. I read anything and everything I get my hands on.
Is that right?
And always have.
You're a big reader, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I, as I tell them, they used to, my teacher in East Waco, when I started East Waco, the principal of that school had fought in the Civil War with my granddad. And he loved me to death, old professor. And he'd take me to Waco High and have me to diagram sentences. And I was terrified. I wasn't big as a minute.
My goodness.
And he'd take me over there to show him how I could diagram sentences.
You were kind of on display, huh?
Oh, yes.
Star and, pupil.
And he really, honest to goodness, when he got sick, I went every day to see that old man.
Yeah.
He had no children.
Oh, yeah.
And he told his wife one time, he said, if she wants anything in this house, give it to her.
Oh, how sweet.
He really did. And I did him too. He had a beard, oh, long white beard.
Yeah.
And he'd tell me about Grandpa and him fighting in the Civil War, you know.
Did he remember any of the stuff?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember any of his stories?
He said one time they, the enemy, the northern soldiers, were sneaking up on them, and they were watching, you know, and they was going to charge. And for some reason, Grandpa didn't understand what whoever the boss was, the officer in charge, and he thought he said charge, and he charged by himself. And then from thereafter, he said that regiment or whatever it was called charge.
How neat. That's great.
And he'd tell all about that, and he'd just die laughing.
Where was your grandfather from?
Missouri.
What?
Sedalia, Missouri.
Oh, let me see. Was that your father's father or your mother?
My father's father.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a great guy. I can barely remember him. I was 8 or 10 years old when Granddad died, but I remember.
What did he do there? Was he a farmer, or do you know?
Yes, he had a farm out at Boscoville, big farm. And when my mother and Daddy married, my mother lived at Axtell.
Uh-huh. How far away is that?
Oh, it's just about 7 or 8 miles, right straight out. This was called the Axtell Road.
Oh.
It led you right into Axtell when I moved here.
Uh-huh.
The old, and I just last year had my address changed in the telephone book.
Is that right?
this year. It's the first time it's ever been in the telephone.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it was the old Axtell Road.
Uh-huh.
And Mama...
Is that where she was born?
No, my mother was born in Houston. My grandmother's, my mother's grandfather,
was
an engineer that helped build the Panama Canal.
No kidding.
And my grandmother was born and grown in England. And they came to America, and Granddad got my mother's grandfather, got lost in an explosion during something, and they came on to Texas by boat and landed in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Well, at one time, my grandmother, my mother's mother, owned the whole creation where Tom Ball Oil Field is and where Houston is proper. Belonged to the...
Uh-huh, that was your mother's maiden name?
Yes. No, my mother's maiden name was...
Oh, okay, her mother's... What was her first name?
Eliza.